Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's ETF of the week time with Tom Lydon. Tom, of course, the president of Global Trends Asset Management, the editor of ETF Trends, which is ETFtrends.com. And it's not just a site where you say, oh, well, let's go see what Tom is thinking. It's a great site for all things ETF related. And of course, if you want more information or you want to know what Tom's thinking, well, go to Twitter, follow him at Tom Lydon, or follow ETF Trends at ETF Trends, or maybe follow both of them. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Hey, thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the United States Natural Gas Fund, ticker UNG.
Now, I was right in holding off the drum roll and playing the loser sounder here, wasn't I?
Well, you were, Chuck. I mean, this really is, to a great degree, a future story, a weather story. Natural gas prices have been up 45% already this year. And if you stick your hand out the window, you'll probably understand why, because most of the country is still very, very cold. And it doesn't feel like spring's around the corner, but when spring does come, it's definitely going to affect natural gas prices.
So this is a story about being negative. But in the ETF world, negative for some people would mean, hey, do you want a short? So is this that kind of a story?
Well, you can short. And also there are some ETFs in the natural gas area that are short. There's one that's 2 times short. There's another one that's 3 times short. The bottom line is this is not an ETF or a type of investment for everybody. When you get into certain specific sectors, especially that are futures-based, you have to understand what you're buying. And in this case, not only for those that were in early who had a chance to make money, that was great, but many are saying that the reason why prices went so high is because those that were on the short side got squeezed out, had to cover their shorts, meaning they had to go back in and buy, which further escalated the prices of natural gas. Now, this week we've seen a little bit of a correction in natural gas prices. The bottom line when you get to some of the fundamentals is more and more American households are using natural gas. That's a positive. But as far as supply, the U.S. is just chock full with natural gas. And that's a good thing. As we become more self-sufficient, natural gas will be more and more of a story later on, but not to the extent where you can still make money after it goes up 45%.
So this is a case where fundamentally we're really talking about a trend line sort of thing, right? We're saying that this has gotten beyond the trend that we want. It's not one of those, hey, we're above a 200-day moving average and that can do it. It's like we've broken out of the pattern and time to get back into the channel.
Well, if you're a trader and you do that for a living, maybe you can get into something like this and trade it. But for the average investor that has a job and a family, you don't have time, or should you have the, I would say, intestinal fortitude, let's say, to be able to track something like this and really make money. You have to be on it all the time. Again, it is futures-based, and things can happen quickly. So all of a sudden, if there's a change in the weather pattern, or if you see that some institution happens to come in and start selling, you're not going to get ahead of that if for the average investor. So the idea is don't be tempted by an area of the market that's starting to move. And when we get to the end of the quarter and you see, for example, natural gas being one of the best performing areas so far this year, don't be tempted to jump in without really checking it out.
There have been a lot of folks who have been pretty pumped up by this. Although the flip side of it has been that as we had some of those really wicked cold snaps, the vector storms and whatever that they were calling them, that didn't actually seem to move natural gas. So at this point, as you look at it, the story has played out. Is there a point where you would say this becomes viable again? Because you made a very good case long term why you'd want to have a natural gas play. But if it's 45% up and it's priced out, when does it become a buy again?
In the heat of the summer. So I think you're probably going to see a correction. Again, I'm not good at making short-term predictions, but I think we're going to continue to see a correction as we've seen in the last week, especially as we start to get into March and hopefully some areas of the country start warming up. And since most who are on the short side have already covered their shorts, that's another thing that's come into play. Also, we're going to have some economic news that will be coming, and most important, supply. So how can we continue to expect double-digit escalation in pricing when we really do have great supply here in the U.S.? And I think naturally that makes a heck of a lot of sense.
And the big thing here is that what you were talking about, whether it's the quarterly numbers, it's the end of the cold weather snap and everything else, those are all catalysts. You know, sometimes the market can stay irrational for a long time and longer than we can stay solvent. But in this case, the big side is that you do see catalysts coming that will actually trigger this.
You hope, but I think most importantly for the average investor out there that's looking at ETFs, looking for opportunities, understand that there's investing and systematic strategies that make a lot of sense. And then there's day trading. And I think this would be more into the day trading area. And for the average investor, it's probably something to stay away from, especially after it's had such a great move to the upside.
It is the United States Natural Gas Fund. UNG is the ticker symbol, and it is the ETF of the week, but it is not the typical ETF of the week, which is usually something worth looking at to buy. No, in this case, run away, because it is an ETF that Tom believes is overvalued. Tom Lydon, of course, is the president of Global Trends Asset Management. He is the editor of ETF Trends. For more information, ETFTrends.com, on Twitter, at ETF Trends, or at Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
There is much more to go because we've just gotten started on the Thursday edition of Money Life. So while this was a sell and we were suggesting,
run away!
Don't run away from Money Life. We'll be right back.